All right. Well, welcome, everyone. And who have I got here? We've got on Facebook Live, I see Janice and Keith. Who else do I see on here? San and Misty and Matt. He sounds great. Thank you, brother. John Taylor's hanging out, too. That's interesting. John Taylor, he's actually in Las Vegas right now. And, gosh, what have we got? We've got a number of people that rolled into here. All kinds of folks rolled in here. Even Mom rolled in. It's okay. It's all good. So, what is it, Bruce? Today is? It's Thursday, isn't it? Bless God, it's Thursday already. And, of course, I missed last Thursday because, actually, I had the honor of sponsoring a pilgrim. His name's Gary Wissman. He works with me at Mobilecom. And, hands. Gary. And, anyway, it was at Southeast Indiana Walk to Emmaus. It was done in a camp, a Westport camp. Actually, it's a Baptist camp out south of Greensburg, Indiana. So, like, from here, it's about a 90-minute drive, more or less, from here. And it's just an awesome community. But for those of you who are familiar with Emmaus stuff, you know how many times you kind of go back and forth for different stuff. So, I figured I probably did in total about 9 hours of driving and, you know, however many miles to go, 500-plus miles to go with it over 3 days. But it's still, it's fun. It's worth it. It's big time worth it. Big time worth it. It's the Walk to Emmaus is a great thing. As a matter of fact, they're having their women's Walk to Emmaus this week. So, well, it starts tonight. Yeah, so we're lifting them in prayer and blessing God for all that stuff. So, hey, Todd Truman has joined. He says hello, all. Misty Winslow here. Hello, Misty. Let's sing a little prayer. We got a clicker. Thank you for whoever picked up the clicker. Who did that? Thank you, Debbie. He picked it up, then he handed it off. All right. There's wisdom there. Brandon, you pick a tempo for Born Again here, Brandon?
Today I found myself after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. And I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. Then you came along, you sang a song over me. It feels like I'm born again. It feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time in my life.
Make a promise me now, reassure my heart somehow that the love that I feel is so much more real than anything I've been feeling in my soul. And I pray that I'm not wrong, that the life I have now, it is only the beginning.
Again, it feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time, feels like I'm breathing. Feels like I'm moving for the very first time. For something that was more than what I had yesterday. Then you came to me and you gave to me life and love that I've never known, that I've never felt before. Feels like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living.
song, isn't it? I like that song. Yeah, wait, say, need strobe lights? Who else has rolled in? I see Karen Riley's joined up. David Reeves joined. Okay, remember, for those of you who haven't been with us for a while, we take in prayer requests. I'll go ahead and write them down as I see them. We're having a little short message after some music here, and we'll specifically lift those up. I've had quite a few prayer requests I actually received this week, so I'll be sure to share those with you. We decided on Capo 2, right? We're doing the cover.
I'm longing for my home. All my dreams have gone astray. When I'm stranded in the valley and I'm tired and all alone, seems like I've lost my way. I go running through the mountain. Your mercy sets me free.
You are my strong tower, shelter over me, beautiful and mighty, everlasting King. You are my strong tower, fortress when I'm weak. Your name is true and holy, and your face is all I see.
In the middle of the darkness, in the midst of all my fear, you're my refuge and my hope. When the storm of life is raging and the thunder's all I hear, you speak softly to my soul. Now I'm running to your mountain, where your mercy set me free.
You are my strong tower, shelter over me, beautiful and mighty, everlasting King. You are my strong tower, a fortress when I'm weak. Your name is true and holy, and your face is all I see. And your face is all.
I go running to your mountain, where your mercy set me free.
'Cause you are my strong tower, shelter over me, beautiful and mighty, everlasting King. You are my strong tower, a fortress when I'm weak. Your name is true and holy.
Okay, so I got to share with you a little bit. Sometimes, you know, you'll see me like looking back this way or looking back that way. Brandon and Scott didn't get here till like 6:30. They're normally here. Well, actually, I guess you're normally here. So anyway, Brandon's usually here like at 5.
Yeah.
But Brandon, tell them what happened.
Well, you know, when you turn the key on a car, what do you expect to happen? Vroom. I got no vroom. bad starter. So, no start. If I knew a good mechanic, though, I wouldn't have this problem. Yeah, I know. Where could I find one? Now, luckily, Armstrong Automotive. Little plug. Yeah. Located on 191 Ohio. 513-939-3903. No.
Hey, we accept all advertisements here.
You have to pay for that one.
Who else has rolled in? Lacey. Lacey J. Webb has joined us. Welcome. Welcome. Let's see what else we got rolling up here. Okay,
but that can be my prayer request. Because when we leave here, that's where we're going.
to replace the starter. Do you have the parts?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, did you order the parts as soon as you heard? Or did you have one in stock?
I was sitting in a tow truck, and he was going, hey, can I get this?
Okay. You try to start one more time, you just still wouldn't. Even with the jumper cables, it just wouldn't start, right?
One more 100 times.
Jumper, nothing, okay. Oh, even hammers.
Yes, we had hammers.
Wow, even hammers. And he's a mechanic.
It's done. It's going to the great starter in the
starter park. Okay. Well, what you see on the screen here now is actually our opening song, but it's also a call to worship. I really have a lot of fun with the pastor this time. He would keep saying, Greg, let's do something different, right? So he said he wanted to do Spirit of the Living God for the opening. I said, cool. And I got to looking at it, and I thought, you know, this actually probably be a pretty neat call to worship. So we're singing Spirit of the Living God, the chorus part of it first, like what she's playing here. And then we'll just play that in the background while the pastor prays, and then we'll essentially finish the song. So it was funny because everybody around said, where's the opening? I said, it's right there. It's right there. It's all together. So I sent that to Larry, and he said, oh, I like it. It's different. Keep going, Brian. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. So at this point, the pastor will share with you, and I'll share with you, because it's been really cool how God is moving this week. This week, actually, Lynette and I are going to be going. I hope Lynette's going to be able to join me and head out to Goshen on Sunday. We're going to pray for a young boy, 11-year-old boy with bone cancer. He's got an amputation scheduled for Wednesday. I say no. I say absolutely not. Because our God is good. Our God is able. We're going to be very specific in our prayer, and then that will be part of the prayer request we have up. That's what our God does. He heals. Take prayer requests, so bring it on. Fresh on me. Grace.
Grace of our living God, fall afresh on me.
Lots of grace.
Grace of our living God, fall afresh on me. Save me, shape me, empty me, fill me, grace of our living God, fall afresh on me.
Power.
Power of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Because that's what our God is. He is strength, he is power.
Power of the living God, fall afresh on me.
He built us up.
Build me, show me, grow me, use me, power of the living God, fall afresh on me.
He's the Spirit.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me,
God is a spirit. We're called to worship him in the spirit, right? The word of God declares that to us. We're to worship him in the spirit. Two of those verses on there are actually verses I was led to create and add through. It's good. Hang loose for a moment before we go into that one. We're actually going to sing you. There's going to be communion. Remember, we're doing communion on the first and third Sundays now. So there will be communion, and we have a special treat for you. That would be Rita. Rita's going to do the first couple verses. I'll chime in.
Want me to sing? How much do you want to sing?
Follow the solo one stuff, and I'll do the solo. Okay. So, for that matter, just sing whatever you want. Doesn't matter. It's Thursday.
Okay, Thursday.
Go ahead and start.
From the mountains, one pair of hands from the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valleys, the ocean, the river, and the sand. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands.
One pair of hands healed the sick. One pair of hands raised the dead. One pair of hands calmed the raging storm, and thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong when life goes wrong. Put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong when life goes wrong. Put your faith into one pair of hands. Put your faith into one pair of hands.
Carol Roberson wrote that. It's funny because when you listen to it, you think it sounds like an Elvis song. But actually it was a person named Carol Roberson that sang it, and even him singing the cover, to listen to it, you'd think it was Elvis, but it wasn't, but the kind of Elvis flair, right? That is good. Let's see.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. As a precious jewel, but to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You're my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
You are my strength when I am weak. Lamb of God, you are my treasure.
Worthy is your name.
Seeking you as up, rising again. I bless your name. You are my all and all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I'm dry, you fill my cup. You are my all and all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
You haven't heard that song in a while, have you? Because we haven't sung that since, according to my records, 2016, but Karen probably has different records. Who else has rolled in? I see. Melody, not my Melody. Melody Vance just joined in. Janice Danner says, sounds great. Thank you. Terry Holcomb's on here. Amy's on here. Steve Cunder from River Doc. You guys remember Doc? Who was in River Doc? Steve Cunder's like, God bless Steve. That's great. And Steve, make sure you stick around. We're going to do Lean on Him, which is a very Christian lyrics on Lean on Me. And Gary Wisman, remember I told you Gary Wisman by Pilgrim? He's joined in too, watching us. How awesome is that? All right. Keep going, Karen. You're good. Closing hymns, Lord.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why do you condemn your friend? Why do you look down on him? We shall stand before God at the judgment seat, for Scripture has declared, He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As I live, says the Lord, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
I think on Sunday I'm actually going to tag it with every knee. Okay. But that was fun. That was fun. God's good. God's good. God's able. Last song. Last song. Hope Doc's still hanging out here with us. Steve Russo is joined too. God bless him. Good to see Steve. Steve lives out in Texas. He's my age, went to high school with him, and he's retired. What's this all about, huh? God bless him. Man knows how to live. All right. How are we starting this, with the guitar or the piano?
No idea. I forgot. I think piano. Piano. A little piany.
To lean on the Lord in each situation.
call on a brother when you need a hand. We all need Christ Jesus to lean on. No matter what is the problem, he will understand. We all need Christ Jesus to lean on him. When you're not strong, he'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on. For God loves you so, and he wants you to know he's the one you can lean on. Just call on your brother when you need a hand. We all need Christ Jesus to lean on. No matter what is the problem, he will understand. We all need Christ Jesus to lean on. Lean on him. When you're not strong, he'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on. For God loves you so, he wants you to know he's the one. Just call him.
Call on Jesus.
Call him.
Every day now.
Call him.
Call on Jesus.
Call him.
Every day now.
Call him.
Call on Jesus.
Call him.
Every day now.
Call him.
Call him.
That worked. This is a song that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend.
Greg, I'm going to leave because I'm so tired. I can't stand it. Anyway, I do have a request. I have had the devil beaten up on me in every circle, every part of my life in the past month and a half. So somebody is in need of a big attitude adjustment, and it's me. And so anyway, prayer and a little bit of fasting should do the trick, but I'd like you guys to remember me.
All right, give me a moment here, Facebook, to switch over to my other microphone. Who else has rolled in here since then? I see Lisa. Lisa's joined us. Welcome. Figure out which button to push. Can you hear me now? Kind of, maybe. Here we go.
Mom, right? As you said, Mom's here.
That's right. Mom is in the house. Okay. Da-da-da-da. What's not, okay, Mary? That's funny because okay. So I've got Mary Sheldon, of course. That's her Facebook name, I know. But anyway, so a lot of times we see her show up on here right on Thursday nights. Well, she's actually here, and she's saying we have a problem if she shows up there. But here's where it's funny. We've had a lady I've seen her sitting here on Sunday, and she shows up on there too. She's watching it on her phone too, and I love it. I love it. I think that's great. You know, come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Now let's see if I can get, I got to switch over my phone here so I don't miss any of the requests. So again, for those of you who haven't been with us in a while, give us your prayer requests. We're going to lift all of that up here in a moment. I've got to bring this up. There we go. Now I can see what we've got. We've got indeed. Well, you know, I was listening. One of the things I always do every night when I'm driving home from work, and for every day, actually, in the afternoon, typically toward the evening, I listen to the Bible. And so I read the Bible in the morning. Typically, I'll try and read one or two chapters in the morning. And this and today is actually was Job. All right, I was reading Job chapters 9 and 10. Thanks, guys. Have fun with your starter. Send me a video, or just drive it. Good idea. So typically I'll post based off of that. I'll usually post on the Faith for Healing page and also on my page. But tonight when I was driving home, I go with the Bible reading plan. I like to use the YouVersion app or the Bible app. So if you go onto any of your app stores, it's the Bible with the brown one. The brown Bible one that says Bible on it. It's part of, in YouVersion when you get into it. It was originally called YouVersion. But I like to use that reading plan. I'm using right now is the Robert Roberts reading plan. And I really like the Robert Roberts reading plan because it was written in the 1800s. And he wrote it in such a way so that the readings he gave, he will give you an Old Testament reading. He'll give you an Old Testament reading, and whenever he can, he'll go ahead and show you the fulfillment of that in the New Testament all in your same reading, which is really cool, all right? So like, for example, Isaiah 53:5, which talks about by his stripes he is healed, right? The beating of Jesus, right? That would carry over. You'd be reading like 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you're healed, right? So that it shows, or you might actually show the actual the text of Jesus being whipped. Depends on how he pulled it all together. But anyway, today John 11 came through, and John 11 is a pretty long chapter. And don't worry, we're not going to go. I'm not going to read through the whole chapter for you, but just to put things in perspective for you, there are 57 verses, right? That's a little long for a chapter, typically. You're normally not that long. However, the Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead really caught my attention, and there was a specific part, at least in the version I was reading. I'm hoping this version catches my attention on that part. Let me go back a little bit before Jesus raises from the dead. Well, actually, it's all part of the same story. The beginning of chapter 11 is the death of Lazarus. And actually, I think what I'll do is I'll pull little snippets out for you to kind of fill in the gaps, all right? So there was a man named Lazarus, and he was sick. Now, Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, all right? And Lazarus' sisters named Mary and Martha, okay? And Jesus was out of town. We'll keep it in as lay terms as we can, right? Jesus wasn't in the town there, or he wasn't nearby. And Lazarus got sick. Lazarus dies, all right? So Jesus gets the word that Lazarus is sick, but of course Jesus, being connected with God, knows that Lazarus actually died. And the word here tells us that Jesus actually waited another 2 days with he and his disciples where they were. Jesus purposely waited another 2 days. And he said, okay, now we're going to go back. We're going to go back to there. And his disciples said, hey, wait a second. You were just there last week, and people about stoned you. He said, you're going to go back. Right, and actually, here's an interesting little tidbit with this. Let me see if I can find this real quick. It was a short piece. Let's see where he said it's the other 2 days. All right. And then they said the Jews tried to stone you back there, and Jesus answered. I love how Jesus answers this, because so they're reminding Jesus, hey, they were getting ready to stone you there, and Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by the world's light. So the sun, he can see where he's walking. He said, it is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. So he can't see, right? And after he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up. Now his disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better. Keep in mind, they thought he was actually just sleeping, okay? Because Jesus had been speaking in his death, but his disciples thought this meant a natural sleep. So that when he told them plainly, Jesus plainly said to them, he said, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. Now let us go to him. Then Thomas, remember doubting Thomas? All right, everybody remembers doubting Thomas. This is daring Thomas right here. Thomas says to the rest of the disciples, he said, let us go with you that we might die with him. Check that out. Remember, everybody remembers Thomas for doubting Thomas, daring Thomas, all right? I was, and the reason I focus on just that piece of the daring Thomas is I was on an Emmaus walk once, and one of the table names was Table of Thomas. And he specifically said, daring Thomas, because most people associate doubting with Thomas, right? But he's very specific on this verse. Again, that's John 11, verse 16. So Jesus arrives, and he finds that Lazarus has already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, I still have a nurse here. Okay, for the 4 days, they could be pretty smelly, right? things can happen pretty fast. Yeah, pretty rough. So Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them for the loss of their brother Lazarus. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Now, isn't that kind of cool what Martha's doing here? You know, she's saying, you know, really wish you would have been here, but, you know, hey, I know God has your ear. Or you have the ear of God, rather. So Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And of course, Martha says, yes, I know he'll rise again at the resurrection the last day. So everything that we're all raised to believe, right? The resurrection. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? All right, so isn't this awesome? Jesus is pretty much, do you have faith is what he's saying here. Do you believe this? Yes. She said, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, who has come into this world. And after he had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside and said, the teacher is here. She said, and he's asking for you. And when Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village. Remember, he was threatened to be stoned in the village. So he had not yet entered the village yet, but was still at a place where Martha had met him. And when the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforted her, noticed how quickly they got up and went out and followed her, and they stopped. And they supposed she was going to the tomb to mourn there. So remember, so mourning was, I think you remember in the Jewish culture, is mourning was a prolonged event, if you will. What am I hearing? When in doubt. Oh, now I know what I'm hearing. It's a furnace. Thought the equipment was going silly, so I figured I'd mute it. So everybody thought that she was going out there. So now we're on John 11, verse 32. And when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, Mary fell at the feet of Jesus and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Okay, the version I was listening to, it didn't say he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. He said he was angry. Check that out. He was angry. And I like that version. I like that version. Because what does it take? Think about times in your life when you were trying to do something. Everything kept getting in the way. But you had such determination that you got angry, right? I mean, you got the resolve because I'm going to make this happen. Right? Why are the sisters looking at each other? Okay, but my point is, he was like, this is going to make this happen. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said, come and see. And then, John 11, verse 35, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Two words, shortest verse in the Bible. There's trivia for you, right? John 11, 35, Jesus is at the tomb of Lazarus, still dead at this point. Jesus wept. And I love that. As simple as that is, I love that too, because that shows you the humanity of Jesus. That's just affirmation, right? That's just affirmation. Jesus was human, all right? He felt all these emotions. He dealt with all these things. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. I mean, they recognized this all Jesus. Wow, he really did, really, really did love Lazarus. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind, meaning Jesus, have kept this man from dying? So there's a question mark. So Jesus, once more, deeply moved, and again on the version that I heard, deeply angry is what it said. I'm loving this. Jesus is coming against darkness. All right? He's mad. He's mad. He is mad. And I got to tell you, there's been times when I've prayed for people that I've gotten that righteous anger. You know, this is dark. And this young boy I'm going to go pray for on Sunday evening in Goshen, who's got this bone cancer. 11 years old. They're talking about amputating. You know, it's in his foot. They're talking about simply amputating down through there. Because Mom, I don't know if you, with this bone cancer stuff, apparently they've kind of seen all this in the foot and they're afraid it'll spread, I guess, is the concern. So therefore, amputation is what the world says they got to do. Of course, we say Jesus is bigger than all that stuff. So Jesus, once more deeply moved, angry, you know, came to the tomb. And it was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance, and he said, take away the stone. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead of Lazarus, he said, by this time there is bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. And Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Isn't that really good? He calls us to do the same thing. See, Jesus now is giving thanksgiving for what
hasn't even happened yet. He's thanking God. He's speaking the result, right? He's speaking this into existence. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. If you knew, rather, he says, I knew that you always hear me. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. And I'll check that out. Jesus didn't have to say, Father, thank you for hearing me, but he did it for the benefit of the people around him and for the benefit of us so it could be in writing here. You know, and he said, hey, wow, how good is that? And when Jesus had said this, page turn, Jesus called in a loud voice, and I guarantee you this is how Jesus did, Lazarus, come out! I guarantee you that's how Jesus did it. That would wake the dead, wouldn't it? He didn't have a microphone. I saw a lot of people startle here when I did that. It was awesome. And any spirits that are tormenting you guys, out in the name of Jesus, right? Come on. Come on. Our God is good. Lazarus come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Isn't that awesome? One of the neat things about the book of John is, and I learned this teaching from Curry Blake, John G. Lake Ministries. He's talking about the authenticity of the Bible. And there is in one of the chapters within John, Jesus visits the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And in the version of, the story is told in a couple of the different Gospels, but in the version of John, you know it's authentic because it's the authenticity of it. So because of the version of John, it said, Jesus sat thus. King James makes it really clear. Not Jesus sat at the well. So you know what was happening? Remember, John was speaking to scribes. So he said, Jesus sat thus. He showed them how Jesus sat. But they just wrote down what he said. Jesus sat thus. All right? Isn't that cool? That just shows the authenticity of the Bible. Good stuff. Good stuff. Prayer requests. Lord knows there's bunches of them, and I got lots here, but I'll just share those when we get in our circle. Let's see if I can get this magical microphone to work for us today. Excellent. And we will pass ourselves down the line here. Tom, what's been happening, my friend? It's great to see you here today. There we go. You're on, baby. How's your week been, Tom?
Thank you.
Jolie, man, I just love seeing you here, Tom. It's always great to see you. Great to see everybody, but hey, he's got the mic.
Yeah, I got the mic. We have one of my guys, he's in an event. He's up at Miami Valley. His breathing is really bad. But if he gets over this, first thing he's going to say, he wants a cigarette.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's what keeps putting him in. He needs prayers, and we got 8 people in hospice that need to relax and go on into the next.
Yeah, God's peace.
So they'll need some assistance with that.
All right, so for breaking the addiction, obviously, for this guy.
Right.
And for the others that they've if they haven't accepted Christ, we pray they've accepted Christ. Absolutely. Absolutely. For how many other ones did you say it was?
Eight.
Eight other ones. Eight others close to eternity. Well, we're definitely lifting that up. I had the privilege this week of checking out this awesome Christian bookstore. Called the Inner Blessings. And I was blessed. I was blessed to hang out there.
And so were we.
It was neat. It was a neat thing. So, you already know one person. I already know one of your stories. Greg came down and we talked and prayed and put music around the store.
Yes, that was wonderful.
We had fun.
That was a blessing.
That was Tuesday.
Tuesday
is when that was.
And since we are talking about the store, we are blessed that God has guided Herbie and Karen to do this. They've all doubled the size of the store. And now we need to make sure that Karen is anxious for nothing.
Peaceful, absolutely.
Yes, and it is that we are going to be almost the only Christian bookstore in the area. And they will find us. God will show them where we are in Google.
Not in Google, okay.
Because they Google us and call and say, now where are you? And they'll say, you're the only one. And I said, yes. And we have the Word of God within our store.
Amen.
So you come. The other blessing this week was that, can I tell? You can add on. We visited Miss Ida May.
Oh, you did?
Yes. She was outside her room. She was down in a little sitting room. And she was getting ready to have dinner. And she had played bingo that day. And she won a little pink teddy bear. And a box of popcorn that she was extremely happy to win.
That's awesome.
And some combs. But she is such a delight. And we really enjoyed ourselves. She was glad we came. And she kept telling us, everybody who hasn't been there, but they have been there. She just doesn't remember,
yeah.
You know. So I go, well, they'll be here. They'll be along. And it's such a blessing. And Kelly told me that she has to be there at least 2 more weeks. So
2 more weeks for her, yeah.
They did start physical therapy.
Okay.
So blessing. Pray for her. So
2 more weeks for her is what they're claiming. Okay, good. And for those who might not be familiar with Ida May, if you watch on Facebook and that, they sit right here. It's all the ladies that sit in a row here. And praise band, we especially like them because whenever we're playing anything with a beat, they got their groove on. we like that.
Yes.
We like to see that. It's a lot of fun.
So, Linda?
How's Ruth?
Well, she's better.
Ruth is better.
But she's upset because her sister, she thinks her sister has cancer.
She thinks her sister has cancer?
Cancer.
But does she, or she says she thinks? But
she don't know. Because her sister don't tell her.
Oh.
A lot of people don't tell people who have a disability what's going on.
And that's because they're probably afraid they don't know how to react, or why do you think that is?
I don't know, but they do that.
Oh, okay.
But I think
you
know?
Yes.
Or maybe, well, okay.
Well,
they don't want to upset you, maybe, is probably why, but.
And she worried about that, because she'll know what's going on.
Right.
So I'm going to pray for her sister, not for
Ruth.
Yes. But I had to pray for the band at VV. We only got one left.
Only one van left?
We got one.
How many vans did they have at one point?
They have two.
Two. So they so V&V still needs another?
No, they need two.
They need two more.
I mean, one of the two is no longer functional.
One of the two is pretty much parked because it's not working. So only one is working. But they need two functioning vehicles.
Yes.
Okay. God delivers.
And I do drive in it. No. Why in it? So I know what it looked like inside.
Right.
Are
these like the regular like seat bench seat vans, or are these actually one of the more like the box?
Have four.
It's a 15-person van.
15
oh, okay.
person.
15-person van.
It doesn't have accessibility, though.
No.
Oh, so it doesn't have the gate for the wheelchairs or any of that?
Okay. No.
They're usually picked up by the Access.
Oh, Access picks them up. Okay.
I had a joy a couple of days ago. Debbie asked me to make my butterfly in her journey.
Journal.
And I put it in my bag, and I did. I don't do everything one time. I have to think about it.
Okay. You so like to do a little, think about it, do a little more, think about it?
Yeah. So I got to reread. And that morning I said, I'm going to put a piece on that, which she didn't ask me to do. The piece is, she's my heart and soul. And I put down on it for her.
Nice.
And when I do that, and I had to ask for help, you know. So I go to a person, and she put that down for me. She didn't know why. And I put on her table on the footstool.
Right, on the stool, all right.
Because I know she will see it. And she loved it. And that was my joy.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got a little confused. Was that for Ruth or is that for...
Debbie.
Oh, it was for you. Oh, yes. How cool is that? Okay.
And it was my joy.
Absolutely, that was your joy. That's neat.
Oh, pray for my friend Sadie.
Sadie?
Yes.
Okay.
Born in Nashville. She gonna have an operation next week.
Okay.
And right when it happened, I went to the doctor and said, oh, I don't have to operate on.
Amen. Amen. Do you know what's the operation for?
What about the tummy?
Stomach? Okay. Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me that. Hi, Mom.
Hi. I'm fine.
Well, that's fantastic.
I knew he was going to answer.
We like that.
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm praying, or I want us to pray for Izzy. You know, she has Brooks. He's not quite a month old, and he is really struggling with gas pains. You know, first baby, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so we've been just telling her all kind of good things, hoping it works, you know. And she's really struggling with the blues.
Well, tell her to quit going eating Mexican, and maybe that little child won't have so much gas, huh?
He's a gulper.
Oh, he's a gulper. He's sucking all that air down, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So he's really strong.
She nursing him?
Yeah, she's okay. A nurse. Yeah. Sometimes they have problems with that being the first time, but no, she's doing great with that.
He's a gulper. Okay.
He is a gulper.
All right, well, then we shall lift that up, absolutely. Steve, great to see you.
Oh, hey, Greg. Well, I've actually got a prayer request from Peter, and he's actually trying to diversify his art portfolio, and he's been doing some different things, and his prayer request is, I want to break open to expand my palette of diverse subject matter when making art.
Did he tell you about what I commissioned him to do?
No, what did you say?
He actually did a drawing for me, and I'm still going back and forth with him trying to get him his money.
Oh, okay, good.
But one thing that I've, actually I wish I had it with me, I'll have to bring it later. One thing I've been looking for years around this time of year,
mm-hmm.
I could not find a picture of Santa Claus sitting on Jesus' lap.
Oh yeah. Actually, you know what, Greg?
I couldn't find
it. You know what, Greg? I think. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he posted it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So if you saw that, I paid him to do that. That was when I commissioned him.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, yeah. He did do that. He did show me, but he didn't say that.
And actually, I'll have to bring it in and put it up on the slide so you can really look at it. Because it was fascinating as I commissioned him to do this, I kind of gave him the general concept, and I purposely kind of like to let artists do what they do, right? And so he got it to where it was looking like I liked it, and then I asked him to color it. Well, the fascinating thing when he did the coloring, so just like you see somebody sitting on Santa's lap, Jesus is the one in the chair, and Santa is on his lap asking Jesus. But the fascinating thing that he did is typically your traditional Santa Claus, you know, has white gloves. And so he's sitting there, you know, he's sitting there thus. He's sitting there, and Santa's got his hands like this. Well, Peter made the gloves a light green. He made the gloves green. And initially I looked at that, and so I asked him, I said, why'd you make them green? He said, I don't know, that's just the color that came to me on it. And what's fascinating is, by the way, the picture structure, that's kind of the center of the picture. And if you think about green, that time of year, envy, worldly stuff, I mean, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. You know, I just loved it. I really love what he did with it. And I hope he's watching or listening on this, so remind him to listen to it later. I don't think I saw him on. Oh, no, he is on here. He is on here. Peter, yeah. I hope you just heard. You heard that. Make sure you send me that link so I can send you some cash, all right? But yeah, so I pushed him out. I pushed him out of his envelope, I'm sure.
Yeah, he needs a lot of. He's kind of a really autistic. He tends to get frustrated because of his speech impediment, and I think his communication skills is also his social skills. And I think in a way, art is kind of his.
Less big time with art.
Yes, he is really good, but I think he's also not. And let's just say he's very hard to kind of motivate. He's like me in the sense that his mind is like a Ferrari. It goes and goes and goes and goes. It doesn't know when to stop. And essentially, he doesn't know where to focus his energy most of the time. And I think he's having a lot of problems within his own family. And it's like, well, how do I actually function in this world because of just my autism? And I just can't communicate correctly, or at least people feel differently about me, and I try and do that, and I think maybe art's my kind of my niche, but it's very hard to kind of be.
Definitely is his niche.
It's very hard to be independent and keep all these feelings up here. I mean, I'm having a lot of those issues myself, but the thing is, in recent years, I've also had to. I guess this is one of the reasons why I've stayed at my job so long, despite its low pay and everything else, because I think that if I can just get through this and get through the end of college, which is going to happen in April,
beautiful,
and then once I get that done, I can finally, the rest of society can probably say to me, well, okay, now we'll take you on. That's what I'm trying to do, and I'm going to see what happens after
aren't
April.
Aren't you glad Jesus takes you the way you are?
Yeah, and I think it's like what Mr. Rogers says. I like you just the way you are.
Amen.
That is a very, very biblical principle, and I think that's one thing that, I mean, the main problem is acceptance of just being happy as yourself, loving yourself as yourself, and even though you're not exactly, you're a fallen person just like everyone else, and you got temptations everywhere, but and you try and do the best you can, but you still have to have those. Let's just say I'm trying to grow out of what I've been before, and I still need to also get my hand fixed because the thing is I've also been doing, like you know,
this one.
Yeah, that's the one. For some reason, the hand. I've been using it a lot to actually write my screenplay, and I think it's just bounding pulses. It actually just kind of makes my finger twitch. I don't know exactly why, but I think it has maybe a lot to do with the stress that I'm under a lot, or it might be bruised. I'm not exactly sure, but we could probably just pray that this would probably be taken care of in some manner or form. That would be awesome. Now I don't really feel like I'm going on and on. I know, but you know, I've been working hard.
Well, you know, God's healing your hand right now.
I can feel it. It's coming. It's a little slightly bruised, but I think it's just because I use it so much.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for brand new hand.
Okay.
And everything be loosed. Mm. Be loosed right now. What's the way to test it here? By holding the pencil, or
I think it's just if I actually use a mouse and basically just so it won't that blood vessel or whatever or that vein just doesn't bound out. It's like what?
Well, I tell you what, we've just prayed for this hand.
Okay,
I've just declared this healed in the name of Jesus. So
all right,
what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the mic from you.
Okay,
you're going to walk up to that mouse up there on that computer.
All right,
and just click around.
Okay,
and you test that then. And we run to the back row. That's fine. You don't have to say anything. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. What's going on, Tyler?
It's me.
Here you go.
It's me. My mommy Mo came. She doesn't want to talk.
No.
But we're elated you're here. We are. Absolutely. We're real happy you're here.
So, yeah, you know, I want to thank God. You know, it's... It's been a roller coaster of a year. I can't believe we're already in October. You know.
You're right. Getting toward the end of October, or less.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Time's flying. Next thing I know, it'll be New Year's Day, and, you know, next year after that. And but, you know, it's just been a roller coaster of a year. I've had my fair share of highs, my many fair share of lows, and you know, I've been more open about my anxiety and depression. And
all right, now let me tell you something. As far as anxiety and depression, never say my anxiety. Say the anxiety.
The
See, when you say
anxiety.
My, that implies ownership. It doesn't belong to you.
Right.
It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the hell.
The anxiety and the depression.
There you go.
It has gotten a lot better. You know,
speaking the result, man. Huge.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think definitely coming here has been a big help, and seeing my therapist and taking the necessary steps I've had to do and making the choices that were a little bit hard, you know, reaching out to my ex, and that definitely reassured me what happened with that. I made the right choice many months ago, and this was actually back in August. This was the day before the night before we left for Chicago. I had seen my therapist, and he was like, you know, maybe you should reach out to her, because I think because you never got closure with it, I think it's why you're in the rut you're in. I'm like, you know what, maybe I should. So I texted Carol, and I was like, hey, do you think that's a good idea? And she said, well, it's not really my place to say. I said, well, you know, Matt said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how about I write up a message and you tell me how it sounds? She said, okay. So I wrote up a message. So she's like, yeah, you know, that sounds pretty respectful. So I unblocked my ex on Facebook, sent her the message. I checked about 2-3 minutes later, and so she read it. I said, okay. So then I go to click on her profile, and it says, oh, we're having trouble loading up her profile. And I'm like, and then I come to find out she blocked me. And so I texted Carolyn. I said, Carolyn, I said, Jill blocked me.
Here we are
me.
On Facebook Live talking about how people block each other.
And I was like, Carolyn, I think she blocked me. She said, what? Are you sure? I said, I'm positive.
Hey, but at the end of the day, you reached out.
I did. I reached out, and I'm very glad I made the choice to cut her out of my life.
Because, you know, the big thing with forgiveness, of course, is when we don't forgive, it's more of a torment on us than
right.
It is on the other person.
Yeah.
You know?
I made that choice, and she's made some questionable life decisions in the last couple of months.
Lord
but
knows we all have over the years.
Yeah.
It's part of this thing we call life.
Yeah. But, you know, I just want to thank God for being here every day. I've been having a lot of great days rather than bad days. And
one victory at a time.
Yes. And
victory at a time. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Nice.
Just very thankful.
Nice.
Right. I do have my meme.
So I do have one question. When you two went to Chicago, did
yes.
you get her in the ring?
I did not, sadly.
Did you get her in the wrestling ring?
No.
Couldn't do it, huh?
She already doesn't like being on the camera here.
Well, that's all good. Let me see if we had anything else roll in Facebook-wise, prayer requests, and then we'll just get into our circle here. Let's see. Ah, from our buddy Chip. Chip Ship. Greetings to all. God bless you guys. Appreciate the worship service. Glad you can be here. Absolutely. Absolutely. That'll be good. All right. Well, I'll just share the what's almost around this one. I will share with you while we get in our circle here. So let's go in here. Yeah, Tim and gosh, we still have Tim, we still have Jan, and Jan, Janet, you keep going down the list, right? The list goes on and on. Let's see if we can spin this guy around somewhere.
Here.
Bring it on, huh? Bring it on. Let's see if we can try and get this where we got this adjusted right. Stephen, I'm going to have you actually, let's see. That works. Where people can just kind of get a clue, right? Get an idea what's going on. Here we are again, Thursday night. It's great to see everyone and to see some new faces too. That's a good thing. Good. We're glad everybody could be here. But Lord, you know, we thank you that your word declares to us where two or more are gathered. We got more than two. My math is still good. You know, you are there. You are there, Lord, where two or more are gathered in your name. And Lord, you know all the many things that weigh in our hearts, things that have been spoken tonight, things that are unspoken. But Lord, you are our peace. You are our joy. You are our freedom. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are an all in all. And Lord, you just showed, I thank you with the word that we shared today out of John 11, just showing your humanity. The humanity of Jesus. Jesus wept. Jesus got angry at the demons of darkness that put Lazarus in that grave. And you heard me. I shouted it like I guarantee Jesus did. Come out. Get out. Get out. Come on. Think about that. I mean, you've heard the term to wake the dead, right? Well, come on. Come on. That's exactly what that's all about. All about. So, Lord, I thank you for those things that were lifted here. I had some stuff I wrote down beforehand. I want to share those with you now. I had a prayer request from Todd Truman. Todd plays guitar in here next to me when he can be here. He's got the granddaughter of his boss. Her name is Maddie. And Maddie has a tumor that apparently has come back for like the third time, so they're looking at a surgery. So Lord, I thank you in your glorious name as we come against this tumor and all things that are contrary to your word, O Lord, as Maddie is made whole. So tumor, you must shrink, you must leave, you must go. You must go, it's got to go. So thank you, Jesus, for your glory being shown. Because you remember Jesus told his disciples too before he came to Lazarus, you know, hey, it's a good thing he's dead now, you're going to get to see glory. We're not looking for people to die, but we are looking for God's glory, right? This is another God glory opportunity. So I thank you, Lord, too, for a young 11-year-old, 11-year-old boy named Elijah, Eli, they call him. I actually learned about him when I was at the Southeast Emmaus talking with a guy named Eddie, who lives in Goshen, no less. So he goes from Goshen all the way over to Indiana to be part of that group. Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive, but... anyway, he said, hey, I know a guy who lives near him, and it's connected with the father, and it's long and short, so I'll be going there Sunday night, 5 o'clock, in Goshen, and we're going to pray for this child, and just see that bone garbage just go, all right? That garbage has got to stop, so no amputation, full healing for Eli in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up, especially lifting up some other Facebook friends in that. There's a gentleman I've had the privilege of praying with. His name's Keith. And Keith is an awesome, awesome man of God. And I'm trying to find myself. Do I stand just right here? I do not like, I'm not care much for the whoosh. There we go. Hold on. There. Get the antenna out. Antenna's like a tail. But brother Keith has received healing from God over the years and it passed in different times, and he's been falling under a heavy oppression. Keith is former military, and so he's experienced a lot of different things, and there's been just a heaviness, a weightiness that's been hanging on him, and well, Tyler is a good example here for you. You know what I'm talking about. That heaviness, that stuff that just can really eat things up and drag you down. And so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Keith. I thank you for Brother Keith as he is made fully whole. As we come against that, the demons of darkness that have been messing with him, that have messed with others here in this circle, Lord. I mean, these things must bow. They must go. They must go in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. They must bow. So Keith, brother, just be made whole. Lord, I thank you as you help him to find different ways where he can have some companionship. You know, isolation is the number one tool of the enemy. Isolation will just let your mind just go in crazy places that it should never go. So, Lord, I thank you. Just surround him. Surround him. And I like what he had specifically typed when he was making this request. He said, "Greg, I'm tired of being the tail. I want to be the head. I shall be the head, not the tail." Remember that scripture. Scripture, God says, "I shall make you the head." And I said, "Lord, thank you because you make him the head." There's a man named Don Hammer. I know him through the Northern Lights Mass community. He fell a day or two ago, I think, and he's at, he might be out now, but yesterday he was at Bethesda North. He's with hospice now. Oh, you mean since yesterday? Oh, really? I did not know that. I know that. Oh, really? They're not giving him very long. Well, then, okay, cancer has been aggressive, and that's what, okay, so he's in hospice now. So, Lord, the thing that's really cool with God is God honors a person's free will choice above all. And we know there are times when sickness and disease and that can just really wear a person's free will choice down to where they said, I don't want to be in this world anymore. I want to be with you, Lord. And every one of us, everybody hits that point. It's at some point. So yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for his wife, Bev. So I thank you, Lord, just for peace upon that family. Just peace. Just peace, Lord. Just great peace. I shared with you before the joy of the Southeast Indiana Walk to Emmaus. So, Lord, I'm lifting up all those pilgrims who are former pilgrims. And actually for the ladies' walk, the Southeast Indiana Ladies' Walk, which starts tonight, is already in progress. So I thank you, Lord, for great things with that. And I thank you, Lord, for your protections and peace. And as I travel, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri, driving out on Tuesday. I'll be driving back on Friday. We still have our Thursday here. Pastor Larry's going to be here to share a message. And the band will still practice. Yes, I guess they will. Larry might be here by himself. I have no control when I'm gone. I have no control when I'm here. There you go. Be here. Everybody needs to be here. Ah, Lord, we're lifting up Rita. She had mentioned before she left here. She had mentioned how she's just feeling real beat up in a lot of different ways. Just her and her family and her loved ones. So I thank you, Lord. You give her the strength she needs. You give her the peace she needs to be the overcomer. Because overcoming comes through you, Lord, through Christ Jesus. That's the only thing that can beat all this stuff. That's the only thing. But guys, keep in mind, too, darkness has no power, just tricks. Darkness can just put thoughts into your mind to bring fear upon you, but that there's no power. They have no actual power. They can just throw darts at you. And that's why Ephesians 6, 10, 11, 12, talks about putting on the armor of God, right? Read Ephesians chapter 6. It talks about the armor of God. And how to protect your minds, just keeping it all focused on Jesus. Lord, I'm lifting up our brother Tom and thanking you for the grace and endurance that you give him. For the one with the smoking addiction, I thank you, Lord, that is just broken off. So as he's done with this breathing stuff, he can just breathe and recuperate and not be drawn to that. So we break the chains of this nicotine addiction and any other addiction that's that might be tormenting him and any of the other, eight that you have mentioned that are in hospice now. There's peace for them, Lord. Peace for their families. Restoration where there needs to be restoration, Lord. Just give them a touch like they've never felt, Lord Jesus. In Luke 1:37 and many other scriptures, we're told that nothing is impossible for God. Absolutely nothing. We saw that, right, with raising the dead. Lazarus. So, Lord, I thank you for some miracles for these men and women. Like, are they all men or are they? You got some women too. You got both. Okay. All right. Lord, I'm thanking you for the one Christian store that's still hanging in here. Inner Blessings. I shouldn't have moved. Shouldn't have moved. We got the right click. Here we go. This is why the pastor uses the other mic. But thank you, Lord, that the people are visiting. I mean, when I was there, I saw probably three or four come through in the time that I was there. And that's a neat thing. Neat thing that people come in and be blessed by Debbie and be able to see and listen to music through all the rooms and the like. That's all These are all good things. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that Debbie and Linda got to visit Ida Mae. And I thank you, Lord, for supernatural fast healing for her. Let's get her out of there sooner than 2 weeks. But how wonderful, though, that they could visit her and she could do that. I'm thanking you, Lord, for great peace and assurance for Karen and Herb, knowing that this expansion they've done for the store is the right thing. It's the right thing, and they'll just reap the blessings for it, Lord. So thank you, Jesus. That's good. Lord, we're lifting up Ruth. Okay, we're lifting up Ruth, and just for peace that whatever might be going on with her sister, if anything, that she's healed, right? And for V&V, that they get the transportation they need. You know, Matthew 6 blessings, right? Blessings of provision in that. And I really loved Linda, you sharing on that art for Debbie, the heart and soul. That's beautiful. Please do. Or if nothing else, text me a picture of it, all right? That's a beautiful thing. And for Sadie in Nashville, this operation she's scheduled for, like around her stomach area, Lord, I just thank you that there's full peace there. Full peace, full restoration, no need for an operation. I fully agree, Linda, you're right. Have the doctors stand amazed. Yes. We've seen it happen before. It can happen again. It will happen again. Yep. It will happen again. We speak the result. Daddy, we're lifting up Izzy. And it's Brooks, right, with an S? Brooks, and baby Brooks. And if it's the gulping causing this, Lord, let's just slow down. Just take care of it, Lord. That's right. So mature that belly and just give him what he needs, Lord Jesus. Let him sleep through the night, too. I'm sure he's probably up here for a couple hours, isn't he? Yeah, these things are rough. And just peace for Izzy, Lord. I mean, she's what a great joy, the blessings of new life. But being physically worn and emotionally worn down like that can take its toll. So just strength, power, and peace for her, Lord. Thanking you for Brother Steve.
Yep.
For this hand. Actually, how was your hand over there? It's getting better? We hit it again?
It's getting better, I think.
Well, actually, I've been holding your hand, so we'll see where we go.
I think it's just a little bruised, maybe.
Okay, well then bruising go. As it goes. So we're going after that for the healing of the hand and for Peter. Mm-hmm. We're lifting up Peter. I thank you, Lord, for that awesome drawing he made for me. That was that's neat. Neat stuff. And Lord, you just give him the peace that he needs. The peace that he needs to know where, just kind of figure out where he needs to be in all areas of his life. So we just speak life and peace. Life and peace for him. Thank you, Lord, for the victories that Tyler's seeing. The one victory at a time, my friend. One victory at a time. Our God is good. Our God is able. So I thank you, Lord, just for more peace and more joy. And for those here in the church, for Tim and Jan and Doug, and there's just so
Karen.
Karen, thank you. Okay, and Nancy. Oh, yeah, Nancy. What's been going on with Nancy? I haven't heard the latest with Nancy. The knee. She's scheduled for surgery the last week of October, you said. Okay. Yep. Oop, there it goes. We may not have to stand here next time. God is good. Anything else? Yes. Doug Oberning has a tumor in his head. It's got to shrink and go. Near the base of the brain?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. That tumor's got to shrink from Doug Oberning. Shrink and go. Yeah. No, it's got to go. It's got to go. Just, Lord, I just thank you. That tumor shrinks and leaves from Doug Oberning. You had something else, Debbie?
Yes,
obviously. Thank you. Thank you. Always pray for the country. Yeah, for our government or the people that claim to represent us.
They don't represent anyone other than
and then themselves. Yeah. And sadly, there's many of them like
that. The Pharisees, the neo-Pharisees, all of them.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, Representative Elijah Gummit that passed, was it today, this morning?
He should have lived a better life.
Yeah.
Because,
well, he'd been suffering from a lot of attacks.
The district is basically
yeah.
A
mess. Yeah, it's sad.
I think that we should thank him for the things that he's done.
Celebration of life.
And God.
Focus on the good he's done. Absolutely. Absolutely. He'd be with God, absolutely, Lord. So thank you for those who do serve. For those who do serve and have come to serve. Anything else?
The Bengals.
The Bengals. Oh, the Bengals. That we get one win. At least get one win from the Bengals. Give us hope. Okay, that's okay. God, God's good with that.
Ali
Oh, you leave in 3 weeks for, I forgot which one.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Costa Rica for Linda in 3 weeks. Remember, remind me too to do your song. We're going to do your song on the last Sunday you're here before you go. Okay. God is good. Let's say the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thanks, guys. And for those of you on Facebook, glad you could hang out here with us. Third Pastor Larry will be here on Thursday. We'll actually be on the church page if he hits the buttons. He's got to hit the button. Somebody's got to remind him to hit the button. Otherwise, he won't be on Facebook Live. So it'll be good. But remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Linda, come on in here. Okay, here you go.
What the people say.
What the people say. Amen. 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 Hey, make it an awesome and amazing week. We will see you next week.